For the past few years, Health Canada has issued guidelines related to the number of hours of sleep that Canadians should get every night. The government body recommends 7 to 9 hours for people aged 18 to 64 and 7 to 8 hours for anyone over the age of 65. Research company and Glacier Media have been tracking the sleep patterns of Canadians since late 2019. Our latest survey shows that a significant proportion of residents are not meeting Health Canada's directives. There is also some fluctuation on the issues that are taking away our peaceful rest at night. Just over a third of Canadians, 35%, are sleeping anywhere from 7 to 9 hours on a typical weekday or workday. This leaves almost two-thirds of the country's adults, 64%, who are not resting as much as they should. On weekday sleeping time, the numbers are back to the level first reported in December 2019, 35%, and lower than what we found in May 2021, 38%. This year, Quebec emerges as the champion on meeting Health Canada's recommended sleep guidelines on weekdays, 40%, followed by Atlantic Canada, 39%, and Alberta, 36%. The proportions are lower in Saskatchewan and Manitoba, 31%, Ontario, also 31%, and British Columbia, 28%. We continue to be slightly more successful on weekends, even if the numbers are in a downward trend. This year, 43% of Canadians report sleeping from 7 to 9 hours on a typical weekend or non-workday, down 3 points since 2021. Again, Quebecers are the most likely to be meeting the 7 to 9 hour threshold on weekends, 51%, than their counterparts in Atlantic Canada, 47%, British Columbia, 42%, Alberta, also 42%, Ontario, 40%, and Saskatchewan and Manitoba, also 40%. There is little change in the way Canadians feel after waking up. Practically 7 in 10, 69%, say they are well rested after a typical night's sleep on a weekday or workday, consistent with the 70% observed in both 2020 and 2019. Just over 3 in 4, 76%, also feel well rested when waking up after a typical night's sleep on a weekend or non-workday, similar to the 75% reported in 2020 and higher than the 71% from 2019. Another finding has remained remarkably consistent. 1 in 4 Canadians, 25%, say they never find it hard to fall asleep at night on an average week, including 31% of men, 33% of those aged 55 and over, and 29% of Quebecers. Conversely, about 1 in 5 Canadians, 19%, find it difficult to fall asleep 5 to 7 days a week, including 22% of women, 23% of those aged 18 to 34, and 23% of Albertans. In spite of steadiness of some indicators, there are changes in the aspects of our lives that negatively impact our ability to rest. This month, 50% of Canadians acknowledge that worrying about money and financial matters made it harder for them to fall asleep at night over the past month. This represents a 7-point increase from the last time we asked this question in May 2021, with women, 55%, and Canadians aged 18 to 34, 58%. More likely to be affected by these matters. The momentum is not particularly pronounced for two other sources of worry. A third of Canadians, 33%, down 3 points, have had trouble falling asleep because they are preoccupied with relationships and family. An additional third, 33%, up 1 point, have found it hard to rest because of concerns about health. We continue to see about 1 in 10 Canadians losing sleep at night on account of domestic politics and issues, 10%, unchanged, or international politics and issues, also 10%, up 1 point. There is one area where the trend is ominous. This month, 28% of Canadians found it hard to sleep because of concerns about work, up 4 points since May 2021 and reaching 40% among Canadians aged 18 to 34. Three waves of nationwide research have yielded some fascinating numbers. A large proportion of Canadians are falling short on meeting Health Canada's recommended sleep guidelines. While we do continue to see a majority of adults who feel refreshed when waking up, concerns about money are keeping more of us awake than last year. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online study conducted from November 18 to November 20, 2022, among 1,000 adults in Canada. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region in Canada. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.